You're listening to Beer Talk Today with your hosts Kyle Brown, Matt Lang, and John Nadler.
That's right, everybody. It is Beer Talk Today. A good friend of the show, Ron Jeffries over at Jolly Pumpkin, we read a few weeks back, was getting a distiller's license and a wine license, as well as doing a whole lot of other crazy things over there. So we decided to give him a call and see if he could explain a little bit about what's going on with Jolly Pumpkin and elaborate on some of those other projects he's got going on. So here is the result of that interview. And I'm going to apologize in advance for the kind of mediocre quality of the audio. He called me kind of out of the blue. I had sent him an email, and I wasn't prepared with high-quality equipment, so I just grabbed my little mini recording device and put the cell phone on speakerphone, so the quality is not the best, but you can still understand what he's saying, and I think it's definitely worth a listen. So here's Ron Jeffries from Jolly Pumpkin Brewery.
We found this article on the internet that had said a bunch of new programs that you guys are doing, a bunch of new adventures, but it was kind of wasn't very specific about what exactly was going on. It made a mention of you guys possibly buying some brew pubs and starting up some new things, and something about a wine license and liquor license and all sorts of things. I just wondered if you could clarify exactly what some of your new projects are out there.
Yeah, well, what we've decided to do, I guess, with Jolly Pumpkin is Laura and I looked at kind of, you know, where we were and where we were headed and what, you know, our some of our bigger long-term goals were for the company and for ourselves. And what we decided to do was to, you know, because we're growing, but we're small, and we said, well, we could stay small and grow at this slow or, you know, relatively slow pace and keep struggling along, or we could take advantage of some of the momentum that we've built and some of the excitement that we have generated to, you know, raise some money and really open up some bigger projects that we've kind of wanted to do for a while. And so we started working on that. We did that, and I mean, I guess it's always an ongoing process, but we're building or have built the Old Mission Peninsula, which is outside of Traverse City, a larger production facility. The brewery is just being installed right now, and adjacent to that, we've opened up what we're calling a Jolly Pumpkin Pub, and the larger production brewery will be doing non-sour beers for distribution. And a while back, I was doing a contract for some of my friends who own a couple of brew pubs, and in Michigan, brew pubs can't distribute, so I was doing a contract for the Grizzly Peak and the North Peak beers, and we talked about, well, you know, I couldn't keep up with the production, and we talked about, wouldn't it be great if one day we could build a large production brewery that could keep up with production and distribute these beers the way they really, really can be and should be. I started brewing in 95 at Greeley Peak. I was one of the original brewers there. I helped install the brewery and things like that. So, you know, my connection with those beers goes back, you know, pretty far. And so we said, yeah, that would be great, kind of put it on the back burner for a few years until this location came along on Old Mission, and we were able to as I said, raise some money and put this brewery in. So it's almost complete. The brewery is being installed right now. The pub did open up last weekend, and all the beer for the pub is being supplied from our brewery down here in Dexter. And so it's pretty exciting. You know, we've got our pub open. It'll be, you know, a little bit more exciting for me personally when the brewery's up and running. Sure. But that's, you know, just a few weeks away, hopefully, back on wood.
So the pub right now has just all sour Jolly Pumpkin beers?
Well, we shipped up some non-sour Jolly Pumpkin beers that we brewed. We didn't pass them through the wood, and as well as some sour beers. So they have all of our beers in bottle, as well as drafts, some Vam Noir we sent up, and some Blanca. So they've got three of our drafts, and then the rest all in bottles. We sent up a good selection of, you know, some of the bottled beers we had here. And then we did some non-sour beers, or as I like to call them, some soon-to-sour beers.
probably there's probably so much floating around there that they're not going to be super clean.
Yeah, and we are. I mean, Jolly, I'm a super clean brewer, so sure. I mean, the brewery is very clean, even for what most people would consider a sour. Brewery is very, very clean, but nonetheless, and we did buy all new what I like to call soft parts, hoses, gaskets, and all that sort of stuff to produce these beers. But nonetheless, I have my concerns, and we'll see. I think that they'll be delicious either way. Right now, we just opened up last weekend, and everything was tasting fantastic. We did an IPA, sort of a nice a session amber style beer, and a wheat beer, sort of a cross between American and Hefeweizen, kind of somewhere in the middle. Wheat beer, and those recipes will kind of evolve a little bit over the next few months as we continue to brew them and before our production brewery is up and running. So that's nice. It gives us the opportunity to really hone in the recipes before we, you know, start brewing on a bigger system. So that's what we're doing up there. Down here in Dexter, I guess I should back up. We'd also been looking, because our space in Dexter is limited, it looked like all the other tenants in our building are stable. And we had been wanting to put in a cafe or something out here, but we didn't have the room. So we had been looking in Ann Arbor, which is a little, you know, the community down the road where the University of Michigan is. I mean, from Madison, you're probably familiar with Ann Arbor. It took us about 3 years to find a spot, but we finally found a spot in Ann Arbor. So we started having some designs done and some drawings and architecturals and moving forward with developing that space late last year. And then one day, very late in the year, our landlord here in Dexter walked in and said, "Hey, the guys next door moved out. Do you want their space?" He knew we were looking for space, and the guys just broke their lease and left. And so we said, "Sure, we'll take that space." And some more space opened up behind it. So we're putting in or moving forward with another little Jolly Pumpkin pub in Ann Arbor that'll have a small brewing system there that will mostly serve a lot of sour beer from us here, a little bit of beer that's brewed on premise, and then some of the beer from the Northern production facility as well.
Okay.
Sort of a range of beers. And then out here in Dexter, we're adding another 1,200 square feet of barrel aging area. So we'll be putting in a lot more barrels. It's about 50% more space than we have right now. I guess we have maybe 2,000 square feet of barrel aging area right now, I would guess. And so that'll be significant as far as the amount of sour beer we can produce. Of course, it'll take a while, all those barrels to sour, but eventually. And a little cafe, a 50 seat cafe at the front end where you can come out. It'll be a little bit more of a limited menu out here, but sandwiches, soups, and salads, and some cool appetizer ideas we're working on. So it kind of started with one project, the Northern Michigan deal, and then everything else just cascaded at the same time. And we've been looking for so long, we knew we just couldn't pass up on this space. And then the same thing out in Dexter, we needed the extra barrel aging area, and we kind of got space for a pub in the mix of that too. So
cool.
It works out great. And we're also adding, as you said, we are adding, in Michigan, we're a microbrewery, and the laws are such in Michigan that we can have a full-service restaurant, and we can have multiple facilities, but each facility has to have a brewery, so we're going to have a brewery at each facility.
Okay.
And also each facility can only, as far as alcoholic beverages, can only serve what you
So is that going to be on site at the brew pubs? Is that going to be at the new facility where you're doing the distilling?
Everything, both. Again, by Michigan law is kind of weird. We have to actually have a still at each location, and we actually have to have wine tanks at each location. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting new adventure because I don't know anything about distilling. The guy that we have that's helping us with distilling, he's kind of... He assures me that I'll pick it up quickly, so it'll be an exciting year for sure.
Interesting. And so I guess the big question then is, of course, you know, last time we talked, you talked about how you were inspired to create this brewery that just only did the specific technique of all wood age, spontaneous fermentation type beers. What sort of made you change your mind and decide to expand to some of these?
I didn't change my mind. I mean, we created this beer, this brewery that does all oak age sour beers. It's not changing my mind or course or anything. And I talked about it with some other friends of mine who also own breweries. And I'm kind of, I don't know, a creative guy, I guess is a way to put it. I have a lot of interesting, or at least to me, they're interesting to other people. They're probably crazy ideas and a lot of things that I want to do. And so I was sitting around explaining what we were doing with my friend who is a brewery owner as well, and I've got all these other ideas for, as I said, for, you know, we were doing some of these non-sour beers and some other things, and he just looked at me like, what are you crazy? And I said to him, I said, Matt, don't you want to own another, I mean, don't you have any other brewery ideas? Don't you want to own another brewery? I mean, you're doing your line of beers and you can come up with new seasonals or specials, but don't you want to just do something completely different, off the map? And kind of got a blank look. So I think that it's not changing anything. It's just following through with what, I don't know, if you want to be kind of life coachy about it, about following through with kind of my bigger life goals and ambitions. And so, no, we did. We created this sour brewery that does 100% oak-aged beer. It is still unique in the U.S. after over 5 years of operation, which either says it's a really bad idea, or I don't know what it says, why there aren't any other breweries starting up doing this. I'm just kind of gotten to the point with Jolly Pumpkin where it's allowing me, it's successful enough that it's allowing me to and not by successful enough, I mean, we don't have a yacht or anything. It's certainly not super lucrative, but it's to the point where now we can start to realize some of our other ambitions and dreams and some of these other projects that we have. I mean, in addition to the beer and the wine and the spirits, I'm buying a coffee roaster. We're going to start roasting our own coffee. I'm kind of a coffee nut too. All sorts of interesting micro lots and neat things along those lines. And we've got some other artisan food stuff, I guess is the best way to sum it up, that I've always wanted to produce. I started making some vinegar out here last year, and some other lines of food stuff that we want to introduce. And so it's really not changing at all. It's just kind of, I had this big idea of what I wanted to do, and we started with Jolly Pumpkin. And we're just kind of moving forward.
Very cool. And so then here, the big question for my listeners is probably, how much of this stuff is going to get into Wisconsin? I mean, I'm sure there's probably a lot of people who are going to visit these, people go to Ann Arbor and things like that, but
right.
Some of this non-sour Jolly Pumpkin beer, anything coming in across the border?
I think so. I mean, with the new non-sour beers, we've got to get them balanced out in Michigan as far as where our sales are, and then after that, we plan to spread out through the Midwest and Wisconsin, of course, is right next door, so it'd be pretty high on the list of places that we would spread out. As far as the food goes, that's a whole new thing for me with distribution, and I'd really have to figure out the network of small wholesalers that can get food items into the appropriate markets, or Whole Foods type markets, or other kind of markets where they would really fit, niche markets.
released online.
Well, yeah, we'll also offer all of it online as well. And while alcohol is difficult to ship, every state has its own rules and regulations for shipping of beer and wine and things like that. And I don't think anybody allows direct shipping of spirit, but I could be wrong. All the foodstuffs, that's easily direct shipped. So we'll be having space on our website. So if folks are really interested in some of our coffees or some of our vinegars, once we get them up to the point where we can start distributing them and some of the other things that we're working on, definitely could order those online.
Cool. Excellent. Well, thanks a lot for taking a little bit of time and giving me a call. I appreciate clarifying some of this stuff, and I'm sure the listeners of the show will appreciate figuring out what you guys are doing out there.
Yeah, it's fun. It's definitely fun, and it's pretty cool. It's kind of weird to be doing it in this economic climate. We're certainly happy to be growing and offering some jobs as we grow. Most of them, obviously, service side, but in the production facility, we're going to be hiring some folks. So that's nice to do too. But it is still weird. I can tell you, banks are being really weird right now. I don't know why, but they are. I mean, you think they're covered with all their stimulus funds and backing, but I don't know. Strange times, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm glad that you're able to be successful in these strange times.
Well, I think that, to be kind of cliche about it, I mean, people, once they get the taste of really nice beer, I mean, you can't really trade back down. I mean, people were really worried at the beginning of the economic downturn that people would trade down, and I just don't really see it happening. I mean, I know that if I'm going to take the last 10 bucks that I have, I'm going to go buy a good 6-pack of beer. I mean, I'm not going to buy a 12-pack of Natty Light or something like that. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And I don't think that our customers, hopefully our customers aren't to their last 10 bucks, but I just don't think that trading down is an option for people once they really start enjoying craft beer.
I think that's exactly right.
And it's just not that expensive either.
Compared to the most
expensive beer that you can find is still pretty darn reasonable.
Yeah.
Unless it's at Utopia, that's crazy.
But other than that,
most of them are pretty reasonable.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Thanks a lot for taking some time to clarify all that stuff. Appreciate it.
No problem, Matt.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
All right. Once again, that was Ron Jeffries, the brewmaster, owner. I think he called himself, was a master and commander or something, of Jolly Pumpkin Artisan Ales, and now artisan coffee and wine and liquor and foodstuffs out in Dexter, Michigan. Sounded like he was just going to go wherever his whim took him. And very cool. We wish him a lot of luck out there with his new ventures.